Well, if you look at the tradition of countries like the big ones, United States and European countries, once they declare a group as a terrorist organization, it then precludes the possibility of ever sitting with them in any discussions, let alone negotiations. So if indeed this is the position of government, that not only that the group has been declared as a terrorist organization and proscribed, then they have ruled out completely the option of dialogue and reconciliation as given earlier on, a month or so ago, through the setting up of this committee, which received a lot of publicity and was also acclaimed across, not only across the country, but everywhere, that this is the right way forward. So for me, really, here is a president with a good intention of finding peaceful resolution of the crisis, but at the same time being advised to introduce measures that appear to be in contradiction of that intention. For example, I still consider the state of emergency as a contradiction towards the resolution of this crisis through peaceful dialogue and discussions. Because if you say you want people, especially since you say you don't know them, they are faceless, they are running away, and they are not coming forward, you know, to meet people and so on, then you say there is an emergency law, or which is perhaps the same as martial law, which allows those operating to shoot them on sight, for example. Then, of course, you are not inviting them to any form of dialogue, let alone discussions. So this is a major, to me, that first step was ill-advised. And this is even more ill-advised in the sense that declaration of Boko Haram as a terrorist organization, which had always been a major contention that it shouldn't be, but now it has been announced, and that in addition to the announcement, it is proscribed. It means that everything concerning any sitting down to discuss with them is ruled out. So I want the next thing that we expect to hear from the president is that he has disbanded the Committee on Reconciliation and Dialogue, because it can no longer function under these two conditions.
Are you blaming the advices for not serving the president well?
I think so. To be honest with you, yes. I mean, the president cannot be the only person left with the responsibility of running the country. That's why we have a system where you have not only the president and his vice, you have ministers that are supposed to be sitting with him in the Federal Executive Council. You have special advisors, you have special assistants. You have security operatives in very high places and so on. These are all advisors of the president. And therefore, very important issues ought to come under the scrutiny of his advisors. And to my mind, if there is a failure in this, I would like to apportion about 90% of it to those that ought to be advising the president against some of the decisions he has taken.
Prof, you also spoke about expecting any moment from now for the Committee on Reconciliation that was tasked with, coming up with consultation or dialogue with members of Boko Haram and the government to try to have a settlement on this insecurity crisis. How soon do you expect the disbandment, and why say you expect the disbandment?
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, that should be the logical sequence of events. Because if you set up a committee to bring out people to discuss with you, particularly if most of these people are in hiding, they are not, they don't even want to be identified or recognized and so on, It takes certain palliatives and persuasions and so on to eventually bring them out. But if you are introducing obstacles, which to me, state of emergency is an obstacle in this regard, and now the proclamation of international terrorism is added, and the proscription, which according to the practice of some of these governments, that once you proscribe an organization, you don't deal with it in any way. So there is nothing to deal with. And so the logical thing that will happen is the retraction of the setting out of this committee, which is supposed to pursue the process of dialogue and reconciliation, because it cannot, in my estimation, perform.